Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Best Equity Business Podcast is back.
We back.
Expansion always, in all ways. Eye-opening episodes, sales, marketing strategies, entrepreneurial development, the everyday entrepreneur experience. So get ready to network to build your net worth. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Business Podcast.
Hey, welcome back to Pest Equity Business Podcast. On this episode, I'm going to answer the question on how to become a millionaire in your 20s. So if you're in your 20s, I can't stress this enough. I literally will be giving away to you a success roadmap and things that you must start doing now. The first thing is hit the gym. The earlier you start, the better for you. This will not only improve your physical state, but also sharpen your mind. Build good money habits. Learn to manage your time. This can be hard at first, but you will get used to it. So here's the breakdown to becoming a millionaire by age 25. Rule number one, have 3+ streams of income. 99% of people chase money. Only 1% make it. You don't have to quit your 9-to-5. Use it to save and start a business offline. Set your offline businesses in order. Seek advice from my mentor and start a business online with the minimum of $500. Now, I know a lot of people say that you should just jump right into it. You don't need any type of money, yada, yada, yada. I totally disagree with that premise. Okay, if you have a 9-to-5, stick with it. Stack that money so you have a cushion of at least 6 months of capital. So if anything should arise, you're still straight eight. Now, with the online business, maybe you want to sell a book or a guide, create online courses, have a monetized blog, or offer mentorship programs. Having one stream of income equates to committing financial suicide. Rule number two, spend at least 100 minutes of your day reading. 87% of financially free people are obsessed with learning. Financial education is self-taught. Start by reading these books. The first one on human nature, Atomic Habits, Think and Grow Rich. What else would you add? Use the knowledge you obtain and earn with it. The ultimate modern flex is staying anonymous, being filthy rich, and having a great physique. Simplicity is the new rich. On to rule number three. Wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. every day. People dread at waking up early, but this saves you 3 hours of your day start. Cultivate successful people habits. Make your bed. Drink a glass or two of water. Hit push-ups. Take a walk. Read 60+ pages of your book. Success is hidden in your daily routine. Rule number four, sleep 5 hours only. It's hard at first, but you'll adjust with time. Make your bed a safe haven for your sleep. A good night's sleep will help you focus 20 times better the following day. Let me give you a recipe for a good night's sleep. Be active during the day. Invest in your bedding. Eat 3 hours before bed. Wear comfortable pajamas or sleep in the buff, which I recommend. Set a stopwatch and immediately 5 hours are over, be up and on your feet. Rule number five, start adopting writing habits. Download your thoughts on paper and you'll achieve any goal 20 times faster. This should guide you. Write your goal down. State the process to follow. Visualize the end goal and take a course of action. Create goals and hold yourself accountable. Rule number six, take risks. Let fear of the unknown set you free. You can't control just too little. Open new businesses, meet top executives, take that scary deal. When taking risks, ensure there's a net margin of 100K between assets and liabilities. Rule number seven, spend 30 minutes a day alone to tap into your creative juices. Embrace solitude. Half an hour a day will help you reduce stress, boost your happiness, boost mental strength. Be active in your alone time. Here, do this. Take a pen and a notepad. Take a walk to a quiet spot. No phone, no music. Carry something to eat if you like. Well, there you have it. My roadmap to becoming a millionaire by 25. I want to thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Ask Past Equity Podcast. Appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for the questions. My young entrepreneur group, shout out to you guys. See you on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Past Equity Business Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Past Equity Podcast. Join the Facebook group and go subscribe to our growing YouTube community. Have a question or topic for the show? Want to be a guest on the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.